burn writers out. I mean, when Jack was talking to us, they have 31 writers that work on Young and the Restless, everything from research, whether it be for specific storylines or whatnot, and then they have just so few that are just turning out the dialogue and the Bible of the show and all this other stuff. It's just, it's very, very, they paint in broad strokes as opposed to actually sitting there and developing these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and it shows. That's why.
The matter.
Personally, I don't think that if a writer came in with a story like Quentin Nola today,
it wouldn't be
accepted because they say no. It's an instant gratification thing. And Doug
mm-hmm.
took his time laying this in. And,
right.
And you know, it's just like primetime television. It used to be they'd get 13 episodes. Now they get two and they're dropped, or one and they're dropped. And it's,
right.
You know, it's a hurry up and cancel type attitude. But
I also have like a little bit of a difficulty with some of the actors that they're casting now. Like, Michael, you were talking about it earlier. It's like these model types. It's, I just can't relate to that.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Well, if you have real people, you know, real-looking people from everyday life with real stories like Marlon wrote,
mm-hmm.
then it's interesting. If you've got a bunch of buff-bodied men and you know, models up there, I mean, that's not reality. It's like,